Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, I wonder how long it's been since you last rode a roller coaster. Maybe you're still a fan and maybe you ride them even now. I'd love to spend some time hearing your adventures that way. I think that's so fun. It has certainly been several years for me, however. You know, when I was younger, I used to love to ride roller coasters, probably like you. You know, when my nieces and nephew were little kiddos, I mean, they're in their 30s now, but when they were little kiddos, we used to take them to Disney World because we used to live nearby. And, of course, we would ride all those crazy rides, especially the roller coasters with them. And then came the day when I distinctly remember getting off Space Mountain with a headache, painfully aware that the gray matter in my head had been slamming against my skull for all those twists and turns. And I knew at that moment I'd ridden my last roller coaster. The ups and downs were fun when I was younger, but not so much as I got older. Maybe you can relate. You know, as much as we can choose to engage or not engage in the ups and downs of a roller coaster ride, we don't get to choose the ups and downs of our lives. They come regardless of what we do. And even when we feel we want to get off, this ride called life keeps going. Now, the good news is, as we all know, we always have a friend in the seat next to us. You see, God is always by our side as we go through life's ups and downs. God guides us through because He knows the path before us. You know, our current roller coaster of coronavirus combined with our national social unrest, combined with economic challenges, and combined with an upcoming contentious election, and then blended together with any number of personal life challenges that we are each experiencing, well, that could qualify as one of those mega roller coasters with every kind of up and down, twist and turn, loop-de-loop that you can have. We have had to put on our seat belts and shoulder harnesses every day, haven't we? I really don't know how we would manage each day if not for God's presence going before us and being alongside with us. You know, God has not left us to wonder how to handle the ups and downs of our present times. We see His gracious words of instruction and hope in Psalm 30. It's another one of the sheltering psalms that we've been studying over the past several months. You know, David wrote this psalm during a time of ups and downs in his life. You see, he had been anointed king years earlier, but King Saul took the throne for a period of time at the request of the people. You know, King Saul was not focused on worshiping God and had even allowed the Ark of the Covenant, the very symbol of God's glory here on earth. Saul had let that Ark become neglected, and with it, Israel's own spiritual growth was neglected and stagnated for a while. And when David finally officially took the throne, he, being a man after God's own heart, knew the ark belonged in the tabernacle in Jerusalem so that God's people could worship God properly. And so David wrote this psalm to honor and celebrate God at the return of the ark to Jerusalem. In this psalm, David recounts God's faithfulness through the ups and downs in his life. You know, in particular, we see David praising God as he remembered a time when he had become seriously ill and he cried out to God for healing. We're not given a lot of details about David's physical serious illness, but we can tell from the beginning of this psalm it was serious and he cried out to God for healing. So David is remembering and praising God. We see in Psalm 30, the very beginning, David says, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You know, Dr. Jeremiah, in his book Shelter in God, writes of this very passage and says this, that joyful, thankful perspective is essential to a positive life. The reason you are reading this book with the strength to turn its pages and the eyes to take in the light that illuminates it is that God has a purpose for you. He loves you, and he keeps you alive. He gives you life and strength and breath. The truth is that when God answers a prayer and provides healing, he has revealed something about his purposes, a precious clue about his wonderful workings in this world. He has intervened for a good reason, and we now have the same responsibility to offer praise as the responsibility we had when we prayed for healing. And that's a good reminder. Are we as quick and as joyous in our praise as we were quick and fervent in our prayers to ask for healing? You know, God is with us in the up and down times of physical illnesses, like a pandemic, or cancer, or depression, or addiction, or any number of health crises. We do well to make sure we are as quick to praise him. You know, David also remembers a time of God's faithfulness in the midst of challenge, when David had a season of prosperity, but he took it a bit for granted. And then he went through a season of challenge and sorrow. You know, David recognizes that God can choose to knock us down in order to use the experience as a teachable moment. Yes, a loving God can choose to have a wake-up moment for his children every once in a while when they need it. David recognized that. He writes about that in the second half of Psalm 30. Starting in verse 6, David writes, when I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called out. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Dr. Jeremiah writes of that passage. He says, if your life is filled with joy, give thanks to God. If you're enduring pain and tears, give thanks to God. In all things, offer your praise. Life's ups and downs are only yard markers on the playing field of circumstances. Joy and sadness are temporary conditions, but praise and thanksgiving are permanent expressions. And when we finally come to understand that truth and begin to praise God in the midst of all things, we often find that circumstances themselves change in our favor. He goes on to write, I hope you will face your next great disappointment with a new perspective, that the next time things look down, you'll look up. I hope you'll gird up your heart, reach for renewed strength, and say, Lord, I've been taken by surprise. Life has thrown me a curve, and it's a hard thing for me to cope with. Even so, I praise your blessed name. Whatever comes my way, joy or sorrow, I will stubbornly and confidently praise your name. No matter how circumstances may appear, I will praise your name, for I know you are wise and loving, that no mere circumstance can change that. Whether this current road leads to exhilarating peaks or gloomy canyons, I praise you and I thank you. You are my Father, and you love me enough to train me and remake me, and only you can turn my mourning into dancing. You know, God is with us in the ups and downs, twists and turns that we are experiencing now in these unique, unusual roller coaster times, just as he has been in the past and will be in the future. So maybe every once in a while, instead of gripping the safety bar so tightly on this raucous ride, let's throw our hands in the air and praise God in the midst of the ride, knowing he is always with us. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.